Pro Circuit Racing, based in Corona, California, and founded in 1978 by Mitch Payton, is known for two things: building high-quality horsepower and winning races. The name Pro Circuit is worldwide recognition that you have bought the best, and we strive to get you the very best products for your bike. From two strokes to four,
engine porting, suspension, and our top-rated exhaust products,
we cover it all.
Take a look at our own 2018 roster of Adam Cincirillo, Austin Faulkner, Garrett Marchbanks, and Martin Davalos. Visit ProCircuit.com for more info on all the services and products. Pro Circuit.
We race.
All right, Adam Cincirillo, Red Bud, with all that happened today, getting penalized from 1-1. And it was a tough day, okay, but for all that happened, second overall, you gained on Cooper, lost 12, you'll take it?
Totally. First moto, I felt terrible, man. For what, I didn't deserve the podium anyway, because Amart's bike gave there with two corners to go. He had me.
Troll Train was good today.
Yeah, he was really good, man.
He's an animal.
He's really good, too. He kind of caught me off guard, because he didn't ride a lot this week, and then he's crafty, man. He's sneaky. He's super good.
This is his 20th year here. Yeah. He knows everything.
And when the track gets gnarly, I mean, you can just count on that guy every time. So, first moto, I changed. I hate saying this. It's so cliche. I hate it. I hate it. But I missed the setup, which is weird. I changed the bike from last weekend. I thought it was way better at my home track this week, and then I came here, and it was just – it's kind of a more slow-speed track here, and the rear end was just a little bit up my butt there in that first moto. And just – I tried really hard to get around Alex, and the thing was just – I was beating myself up, and honestly just got super tired and just basically rode around survival mode, and thought I salvaged a third, which I was super stoked with, but I didn't, so I got fifth. Jumped off the track, and they wanted me to slow down more. Dylan pushed me off the track. I mean, it was go off the track or land on his head. So
okay, so this wasn't for the Amart finish line thing. I haven't seen it, so that's all I saw.
I don't know. Jeff Canfield basically told me, he's like, okay, so I went off the track twice for the first lap. Yeah, no doubt I was sketchy. I was going for it. Obviously, I'm not trying. I don't think it's a suggestion. I'm not like, oh, I could go off the track if it doesn't work out. That's not how I think.
I don't think any racer does.
No. So the first time, it's like, okay, they wanted me to slow down more. All right, well, I'll get in first gear. Then I'll jump on the track at 5 miles an hour while everybody else is doing 60. We'll see how that works out for everybody. So I didn't get that. And then the second one, I almost died up the face of the finish line jump. I'm just happy I survived. And then I hopped in. And on camera, it looked like I was pretty close to Joey Crown. But the ruts were separate. And it is what it is. And then the Jeff Canfield was also like, he's like, and the incident with Nichols, too. And I'm like, the incident with Nichols, he tried to pass me on the outside, and I bumped him. Like, yeah. Don't try to pass me on the outside. It's not like I'm a
I saw, that one. Yeah. I didn't see anything wrong.
Like, I like Colt, but, like, you can't pass me on the outside. Come on. And it's funny that he mentioned that, which it's obviously after Colorado, I'm going to have a microscope on me. And then what I told him after the race, I'm like, what this is you getting heat from Star. They feel like they got screwed at Colorado, and then now, you know, now I did this, they're like, they got to give it, which is like, what I don't understand. Okay, last week Frandis jumps off the track twice wide open, skimming, you know, hitting berms, like it's right on TV, wide open, nothing. And then now this time it's like, it's different. So there's just no consistency there, and I just I was bummed, man. I'm not one.
I see your point.
I'm not one to ever. I think everybody knows by now that I'm not here to not take accountability. I mean, I will own, and I've gone to the AMA before and been like, "Hey, I messed up over there. Go ahead and dock me." I mean, you go out. You can ask Jeff. I've done it before.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what they wanted me to do on the first one. Again, it's like, you know, these rules are so. It's based on what they think, and they have to. It has to be concrete. It has to be this is that, and then it's like, you know, it's too much based on the circumstances, and you know, he's getting heat from people. It doesn't want to look like he's in favor of me, and it's like, you know, I think it's just kind of bullshit, honestly. But with that being said,
well, maybe now you have Mitch and you have the Ferrandis thing at Southwick, which I saw and didn't make any sense, and then you just say, hey, now it's time, we got to even this up. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't understand it. I mean, you on camera, you watch, and I got nothing against Dylan. I mean, I'm not, but he's wide open off the track, wide open. I hit when Colt tried to pass me off the track, he held it wide open. That's what people do. I didn't even hold it wide open when I was off the track. So it's just. It's just unfortunate, man. How
does something like that jack you up for the second moto? Or are you able to put it aside?
See, that's what I was proud of. It's like I was frustrated very because, I mean, I was killing myself. I was survival mode out there just trying to get to the line. And then, you know, you salvage a third, got lucky, but still salvage a third. You're thinking, okay, good, good points. Maybe still a shot at the overall. And then you get docked to fifth, and you're like, man, and both the title rivals are now ahead of you in points, and it could have easily messed up my day, but it honestly just kind of pissed me off. It made me actually probably ride a little bit better. So it's unfortunate, but, hey, I've been real fortunate in the past, too, so I don't know.
I think it starts with what I said. You'll take it for today, second overall, right?
Totally. I mean, and obviously it's like the whole narrative right now is like, obviously Dylan's on a roll. He's won a lot of the last motos. But for me, man, the turnaround from these tracks from years past for me is huge. I mean, to win Southwick and to get second here on a day where I felt like complete shit, here, I mean, I'm super stoked. Yeah. I'm super stoked. And although I lost points to Dylan, I extended my lead overall. And these last stretch of tracks here are some of my favorites. So I'm really confident going into these last few.
A question I've asked just about everybody today. Brutal 3-week stretch. Four weeks in a row. Brutal 3-week stretch. So good to have a week on, waking off.
Totally. I mean, I haven't even... I literally don't do any. That must be. I think that's the hardest thing is I don't do anything other than ride or train. You can't afford to. I mean, I'm either doing something for recovery, or I'm sitting on my couch, or I'm riding, and I barely even ride. And these, you know, because you have to recover. It's like we ride Tuesday, Wednesday, barely any on Wednesday anyway. So you wake up Monday and you're like, you know, you're doing an indoor spin or doing an hour bike ride. But it's like you have so much of your day and. Honestly, that's the hardest part is being disciplined and being able to sit there and say, okay, we need to chill, you know. So I'm glad I haven't played a round of golf in months, so I'd love to get out there and hit the links on Saturday.
That's rough,
yeah. You know. But it's the only really thing I do for fun, really, that or PlayStation. So.
You don't do Blink concerts.
I don't. Well, I'm going to a state champs concert Wednesday. They're in town, so I'm stoked for that.
Well, hey, good job today. Yep, second place. You'll take it, and enjoy the week off.
Thank you, sir.